the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Good morning, America. How are you? This is Maggie Rodden. Welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How's everybody doing today on this fine, wonderful September Labor Day? Labor Day, USA. How's everybody doing? Enjoying, for those of you who are off from work, enjoying your day off from work. And for those of you who don't have a job and wish you did and wish you were able to be counted amongst those who have a day off from work, I truly wish you did. I honestly do. I wish I could wave a magic wand and make everything right, but unfortunately I can't. So the only thing I can do is try to get information out to people so that they can make educated decisions, because information is power, isn't it really? Isn't knowledge power? It certainly is, because you got to have knowledge. You have to be armed with knowledge, because it is a weapon. It truly is. It is a weapon. People use information against you. You need to have information to be able to fight back. That's the only weapon that'll be effective against information wars that we are really in. And we are in a war of information, aren't we? Aren't we in a war of fact versus fiction? We really are. I know today is Labor Day, and so I wanted to start talking about, I'm going to have the board up play a clip, and it goes back a couple years, actually, but I want to give some call-in numbers before we start with this clip I'm going to have in play, and I don't have a guest lined up today. I really wanted to just hear from people today, and you can give your comments to me based upon really whatever you want to talk about, but I'm going to kind of set the tone with the clip that I play. But here's the call-in number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. I have a ton of information on my website. I have linked to a lot of other people's websites, and they have been doing all kinds of research. Please start reading, okay? You really need to. I can't stress that enough. I cannot emphasize enough how critical it is, the need for people to become as armed with the ammunition of knowledge as they possibly can, because I am telling you, you are in a war here. And I say that repeatedly. I realize that, but it really, the fact remains as that is a fact. Excuse me. You are in a war, and the only way we're going to win this war is if we have enough people educated and awake and on our side. We need soldiers in this battle that we're in. We need soldiers. And so the only way we're going to make that happen is if people wake up to what's going on around them. And I'm not sure how long this clip is, actually. I think it's about 4 minutes or so. So I'm actually what I'll do is I'll wait, because we're going to go to break in a couple of minutes. So I'll wait till after the first break, I think, and then I'm going to have the board op, Dan's on the board with me today. I'm going to have him play this clip. And some of you may have even heard this clip that I'm going to play. And then there, I'm sure, are many of you who didn't hear this clip. But when you do, you will be reminded. And it's a rather interesting thing what this individual in this clip is talking about. This clip was a clip by Robert Reich, actually. And he used to be, what was his title? I'm trying to think what his title was now. Secretary of, was he Labor? I'm trying to think. Yeah, he was the Secretary of Labor, and he had been a professor at the University of California at Berkeley, which, you know what, I got to tell you something. The one thing I've realized, and, you know, I had actually quit school when I was in 10th grade, and then, of course, I went back, got a GED, went back and, you know, went to college the whole nine yards. However, I remember when I was young and I had quit school, and I always thought, I always was so concerned that people would think that I was an idiot, honestly, because I had quit school. So it was imperative to me that I used to read the dictionary. I had a very extensive vocabulary at one time. I think I've lost a lot of it over the years because I really haven't paid much attention or practiced it. However, I used to read the dictionary, and I was very concerned with being able to understand what was happening around me. And I used to think that our illustrious educators, I used to think that these people were, you know, almost nobility. Wow, someone's got a doctorate degree, or, you know, that's, wow, you're a graduate of Harvard or Yale or one of these Ivy League institutions. Wow, you must be really smart. You must really have it going on. How little did I realize at that time, however, that these people really don't have it going on, that in actuality, these Ivy League institutions are doing nothing but pushing communism and control, and that being a graduate of one of those, although it may get you a job, and you're a graduate of Harvard Law School, you're going to get a job guaranteed and make, you know, six figures right off the get-go, make big bucks. That doesn't say anything to who you really are as an individual at all. You may make money, and we certainly need money to eat. There's no doubt about it. But who you are, what you're really all about, what your makeup is, well, I honestly would rather talk to somebody who quit school in 10th grade, quite frankly, than these dirtballs who are professors at these universities, such as Robert Reich from Berkeley. Please, Commie Central USA, right, Berkeley? There's nothing impressive to me anymore. I have, over the years, come to realize that one may be a graduate of an Ivy League institution, but that has absolutely nothing to do with being a credible, decent human being. Listen, we're going to break. When we come back, we'll play that clip that I wanted to play about Robert Reich, and it has to do with Labor Day. So I thought that would be today's a perfect date to hear his voice. Be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodney, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the telephone number, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. Listen, I don't have a guest lined up today. I just thought you and I, we'd have just a private little chat. You know what I mean? So I am going to have the fellow in the studio play a clip in a couple of seconds here. But so if anybody wants to call in, you know, this is kind of like, Open Line Monday, I guess. We can discuss anything you'd like. If you want to rant and rave about your boss who you think sucks, hey, I'm all about free speech. You don't like your neighbor, we can talk about that too. I really don't care. We can talk about how much we don't like Obama, how much we don't like Bush, and how much we don't like this globalist movement, and how much we don't like the outsourcing of our jobs. So 800-313-9443 is the number. And I'm even welcoming the graduates from these illustrious institutions to call into the show as well, you know, and you can tell us what your credentials are. Because they're very impressive to me today. I can guarantee you that much. They really are. But anyway, on that note, I want to have the board up play this clip from Robert Reich. And this was back in 2009 when he was talking about when they were hustling that recovery jobs bill. Remember in 2009 what they were talking about doing with all that so-called stimulus money? And how many jobs were going to be created? Here we are, a couple years later, kids. How many jobs have been created, saved or created? I think that's the word, huh? So anyway, on that note, hopefully Dan is listening, and he will play the clip for us.
Now, let me say something about infrastructure. It seems to me that infrastructure spending is a very important and good way of stimulating the economy. The challenge will be to do it quickly, to find projects that can be done that have a high social return that also can be done with the greatest speed possible. I am concerned, as I'm sure many of you are, that these jobs not simply go to high-skilled people who are already professionals or to white male construction workers.
I don't know what happened there.
I have nothing against white male construction workers. I'm just saying that there are a lot of other people who have needs as well. And therefore, in my remarks, I have suggested to you, and I'm certainly happy to talk about it more, ways in which the money can be, criteria can be set so that the money does go to others, the long-term unemployed, minorities, women, people who are not necessarily construction workers or high-skilled professionals.
I actually think that that's the end of the clip. I had listened to it this morning. But anyway, so I wanted to kind of begin talking about, hey, today is Labor Day, and I wanted to talk about these projects that have a high social return and how we could set criteria so that it just doesn't go to that evil white male. You know, we got to just get rid of the evil white male in society. Don't you think, kids? I mean, isn't that kind of what they're shooting for here with this manipulation? Because, God forbid, you know, these high-skilled workers, these construction jobs, they can't just go to white males. Why, they got to go to people where we can get a high social return. Now, we don't want our money spent so that we can give it to people who can get the job done in a timely fashion. And so if you have something done on time as expediently as possible by the most skilled workers possible to make that happen, then that's going to be efficient, right? And in that efficiency, then we would save dollars, and we could use those dollars saved that wouldn't be wasted on unskilled, low-skilled workers. We could use those dollars to create more jobs, couldn't we? So if we use these dollars, if we had used them, because this is 2 years ago now, that was a clip from 2009. If we had used those dollars not to promote projects that give back a high social return, Now, what is meant by a high social return? Now, I know those of you who listen to my show know that what I know what's meant by a high social return is no white men need apply. But you tell me what you think is meant by a high social return. What do you think there, kids? What is meant by a high social return? And furthermore, do you think that what we should be doing is using tax dollars, directing tax dollars to go to people based upon race or ethnicity? Or should we use tax dollars to benefit everyone as a whole? Should we go back to may the best man win? Or should we continue on with this quota system that we have here in this nation, a quota system that excludes white males and includes everybody else, including illegal aliens, people who aren't even supposed to be here in the first place, huh? We've got the to hell with the white male mentality going on, but we love everybody who isn't a white male. So I want you to tell me how that's working for you, how you feel about that. Is that social justice in your mind? Is it only fitting that we do this, that we're here 50 years later continuing to exclude white males? Is it only fitting to you? Is it okay with you if your kids are taught in schools that, well, the white man is evil? Does it work for you? I'm taking a sip of coffee. How does that work for you? Maybe is the better question. How many people out there think they don't have a job today because an illegal alien is in that job? How many people out there today think that they don't have a job because someone who's less skilled than they are is in that job because of the color of their skin? Points, double points, triple points, you know, you meet all these different criteria, all these different categories. You get all these different points. Well, let's see, you're a black, you get a point, you know. You're a black female, you get another point, so you're getting 2 points there. Maybe if you don't speak English, maybe they'll add on another point for that one, too. That's another good one for another point, you know. What do you think, huh? I would like to know, since today is Labor Day and we have, you know, we're in a depression here. Forget this whole hustle that it's just a recession. Not just a recession. They're cooking the books. The numbers are made up. We're in a depression. The only thing left is to tell the truth. That's all. So, how many of you are affected by all of this, these projects for a high social return, huh? How many out there have been victims of projects for a high social return? I'd like to know. I'd like to have some of the victims out there listening to give me a call. I'd like to know what they really think. 50 years later into this whole social engineering crap that's going on here in this country and has been going on, a couple of generations later, how is it working? Huh? How's it going for you? Is it working okay? You glad that we have it? Do you think it's only fair that you should be discriminated against? Because it is discrimination. It's not reverse discrimination. It's just discrimination. Discrimination is discrimination is discrimination. It really doesn't make any difference who's being discriminated against. It's still discrimination. So how is that working for you? Now, let's look at Philadelphia's police department. Over the last couple of years, they've had the significant number of police that they've had to get rid of. And you know what? Some of them are criminals. They've committed criminal acts. Why do you think that we have this quality or lack of quality in a lot of our police force around the nation? Why do you think that is? I mean, as I had mentioned, and I think I mentioned this, or maybe it was just a conversation I had with Fred Kelly Grant, who has been on my show. The attorney used to be, I don't know, was he the DA or he was the prosecutor in Baltimore? And we had a conversation. I think it was just a conversation he and I were having. I don't think I mentioned this on the air. And he said that, you know, 50% of the people who go into the police force are really altruistic and really interested in, you know, helping out their fellow man. And then the other 50% are kind of just interested in the whole power trip that goes along with it. So now, if that's factual, and, you know, I have no reason to doubt what Fred tells me, he certainly was right there in the mix when he was the prosecutor in Baltimore, another cesspool. Well, so how many do you think, how many of the people who've got their jobs based upon social engineering, because we were looking for a high social return, to use the words of Robert Reich, how many of those people do you think really are qualified to be in those positions? I mean, really. How many want the best man for the job taking care of them? How many out there, how many people out there would like to have the heart surgeon working on you be the one who got into medical school based upon the color of his skin and not based upon the skill set he needed to be able to be the best heart surgeon there is? Could be. You want that person taking care of you? Or would you like the person who's the most proficient? Would you like the smartest brain surgeon? Or the brain surgeon who fits some social engineering construct? Is that what you would like? Or does it even matter? Does it matter anymore? Think it's just how life is now and we just need to go along to get along? You think anybody should rail against these injustices? Because creating another injustice to solving one injustice by creating another injustice is injustice, isn't it? It isn't a solution. Because all you've done is exchange one for the other. Have you not? I mean, isn't that what's really going on here in this country? When we have this social justice mantra which elevates one group or several groups over another, when we have injustice replacing injustice, that doesn't solve anything. And so at what point do people think it's time that they should stand up and speak out against these things? Where in the continuum of life, along the whole, you know, you're a teenager, you're a young adult, you're a, you know, middle-aged adult, you're an older adult, you know, we're along that whole continuum of a lifespan. Where, at what point does someone think it's time for them now to speak out against the injustices created by, in the so-called solution to injustices? Does it even matter? Don't you care? Do you care? Do you care that you're discriminated against if you're white? Is that okay with you? Do you think you deserve it? Do you think, oh, well, help, people were slaves 150 years ago in this country, and therefore I should grovel on the ground my entire life to make amends? I mean, at what point are you going to say, no, I think we should just have justice? We should just have pure, plain, simple, good old-fashioned justice. And that we should do everything we can possibly do to make sure that justice truly is blind. And that we level the playing field by knowledge. Because you want to know what would make people who need to have extra points on a test to get a job, you want to know what would level the playing field if they were students and graduates of an educational system that actually was interested in educating them as opposed to indoctrinating them. That's where you'd get social justice. That would be what social justice would really be, is if you made sure that these kids could add one and one and get two. That's what social justice would be. That's what would create the greatest self-esteem and feelings of omnipotence, and you could conquer the world and you could be all you could be as if you were educated. That's what creates feelings of ability and feeling you got what it takes to make it happen, as if you're smart, as if you've got knowledge. That's what makes it happen. Nothing else. I mean, don't you think really people who've gotten their jobs based on the color of the skin? Yeah, and I've mentioned this before last Monday when I had Professor Kevin McDonald on my show. Sure, they're getting a paycheck. But when you think about their psyche, I mean, really, it wouldn't make me feel too good if I knew I got a job because I was the right color. Hey, listen, everybody. We're going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Don't go away.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and this is a show where the truth is redistributed, so listen, if you can't handle the truth, then I want you to flip to a different station, change that dial, and find somebody out there who's going to lie to you, because it ain't going to be me, okay? The reality here on this network is you are hearing the truth in all of its unvarnished, unwaxed, indelicate form. You are going to hear the truth and nothing but the truth. The number to call in today is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you want to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website, which you can do so if you so desire. And this morning, I don't have a guest lined up. I'm just kind of rambling on, and we can talk about whatever anybody likes to talk about. I started off by talking about Robert Reich, who was the, former Secretary of Labor, talking about no white males need apply for any of the jobs that they were talking about in the recovery jobs, some of that, you know, the stimulus money from 2009, which, of course, didn't stimulate anybody. Other than a few schmuckaroos, but we didn't expect much more than that, did we? But anyway, I have a caller on the line. I've got Bill in Ohio. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I am surviving reality, believe it or not.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Telling you, sometimes it is. I really believe that. Sometimes it is. So what's going on with you?
Yeah, happy Labor Day, huh? You know, yeah, I listen, and I love what you have to say. And the more you talk, the angrier I get. You know, it's just unbelievable. Sometimes I it's hard to believe this is the country that our forefathers, you know, made and created for us. And this is the thanks that we give them back to watch it be taken and stolen from us, and to be looted and destroyed and to become victims. But I think some of that is by choice. I can only hope that enough people will get this message, and that the message of freedom will once again resonate and become a reality rather than just some descript, something we toast to, but we have no idea what it really is and what it really means. Maggie, the affirmative action is certainly upsetting. I mean, there's no quote. We ourselves now, it seems like we have to protect ourselves by taking back and taking measures to make sure that we are not, well, we already are victims of the affirmative action, because we ourselves are denied the same rights, the same equal rights, if you will. When scores are lowered, entry scores are lowered, whether it's universities, police academies, etc., so that other groups can benefit from them, when they receive tax status, tax incentives, all of those things, to hire minorities, in essence, what that's doing, obviously, is discriminating against more qualified candidates based on their skin color. I would love to see an attorney, a decent attorney, actually argue this at the Supreme Court level. Of course, we all know how that's going to go, but I would like to see it challenged, because this must come to an end. It must. If we are going to live free, really live free, to have our children enjoy the fruits of these works and the sacrifices that were made, these things must happen. They must become a reality. And God forbid it's ever done the way it was done in 1776. I hope all other measures are exhausted before that time, Maggie, and I hope I have to believe that it's in, and it centers around the money angle, the financial angle, the banking angle. If enough people were to drop out, they were to close their bank accounts, close them, bank in your home, buy a safe, forget the interest, forget the usury. Bank, just take your banking elsewhere. Go open up a credit union account. Close your bank accounts. Close them. They do nothing but fund war, and they enrich those that are actually enslaving us and passing these laws.
That's exactly right. I was watching something. Somebody sent me a YouTube video talking about Gaddafi in Libya actually had his own bank. He didn't have a bank that was controlled by the Rothschilds and that group of elitists who control the central banks throughout the world. He actually had his own bank. So I really need to do some more research in that, because I have to admit, honestly, I'm very ignorant when it comes to most things related to Libya. But it was rather fascinating to me, this YouTube video I was watching, because when you mentioned money, it made me think of that. And that a lot of people in Libya liked Gaddafi. They had a much better standard of living. One of the highest standards of living on the whole African continent was experienced by people in Libya because of what Gaddafi had done. And, it had to do with his control of the money supply there, because the Rothschilds and those schmucks didn't control it. So I think there's more to that story than.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I'll try to add to some of what you had said. The standard of living in Libya was higher than that of Britain, and in the 80s was actually higher than that in Japan. There were no electric bills for anyone there, in any citizens. There was no interest on any loans in Libya. Everyone had an inherent right to housing. So the government offered a subsidy of $50,000 U.S. For young families to help buy their first home or apartment, and those that couldn't qualify were given rent subsidies. Where did this money come from? Of course it came from the oil. They were oil rich. They didn't have any loans to the GIMF, so they didn't take part in that racket. They were not also a part of the Bank of International Settlements, Rothschild. And
right.
in so paying off those loans, that of course made them an enemy, as well as the fact that I believe that they were doing what Saddam had done in that they were looking to go outside of the dollar as a world reserve currency for their oil transactions, not to mention the fact that they had an aquifer project. It appears as though the banksters in Israel will probably, if Libya is captured, that they will in fact take possession over those projects. But yes, the standard of living in 1950, Libya was one of the poorest countries in the world, and in just 35 or so years, they had managed to have one of the higher standard of living, not only in Africa, but in Europe. Their standard of living is higher than those people living in the Netherlands, if you can believe that. So medical treatment, education, all of which are free.
Hang on, Bill, because we've got to go to break. Hang on, I want to keep you over. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. Do not change that dial. It's an order.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do so. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Lots of good info up there. I suggest you cruise to my website when you're on the net and you're bored and you don't know what to do with yourself or to yourself, if you want to look at it that way. Then I suggest you go to my website and start reading, okay? Listen, I didn't write the stuff that's up there. Other people did. I'm just gathering all of this information because it's ammunition for you. I'm giving you ammunition, kids. So take advantage of it. It's a free lunch of information. I'm talking with Bill in Ohio. Bill, you still on with me?
Oh, you bet. Maggie wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, well, thank you.
Love your show. I really do. I love your
thank
attitude.
You.
I love your spine, your backbone, your fortitude. That's what we need. We need more men like you.
Don't we, though? You're damn right.
My gosh, where are the men? But
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to help make them again. I can tell you that.
Man, Maggie, I'll tell you, you know, people need to turn off their televisions, turn off their sports channels, number one. Most of that is fixed. Also, I believe most of the events we watch today, at least the professional sports, are probably fixed. It's all a joke. It's bread and circus. But I can't stress enough, if you know, I've contemplated, too, to do this thing peacefully, what people need to do. And I think banking is the key. They need to close their bank accounts. They can open up one at a credit union, or they can open up a safe in their home and deadbolt it and drill it into their studs and just keep their money at home. The banks create fractional reserve money off of deposits. And so they're taking your money. And they're creating money as a result of that. 10 to 30 times that amount of money that goes to circulate. And it further just enslaves us all. It goes to fund wars, and it does terrible things. They can start investing in physical gold and physical silver. They can take advantage of, bartering and buying their produce at farmers markets and those types of things. And they just simply need to drop out. They need to fight all debt. Number one, not go into debt. But number two, if they are into debt, to work to get out of it, or worst case, to fight it. Because in most cases, credit card and or mortgages, all of those instruments are securitized and sold off to trust. They're simply serviced by these bankster pretender lenders in almost all cases. And knowledge is power, and if you don't know your rights, you don't have any.
No.
There's enough information that's out there that people can actually become educated and then take on the system if they wish to. It is out there. I've done it. Others have done it. And it is just what we need to do.
The key, though, Bill, that you said is knowledge, and that is exactly it. The key to beat these pricks, I probably shouldn't say that word, but I do like that word. I'm telling you, doesn't it about sum it all up in what? P-R-I-C-K-S, six letters, it sums it all up. The key to doing that is to have knowledge, to know who your enemy is. You can't beat and defeat your enemy unless you know who they are. And these people are our enemies. They are not our friends. They are doing nothing but enslaving us.
Right.
And the only way that people are going to defeat them is to understand what it is they're doing. You know, there's a woman, and unfortunately this lady had passed away last October, I believe it was, Joan Vion. And for those of you listening, she has a website, or had a website, it's still up there, though, Women's Group, and I think it's .org. Look her name up, Joan Vion, V-E-O-N. Tons of information. She knew the whole financial game. She knew it all. She knew everything about it because that's what her whole background was. She's got a ton of information up there so people can really get up to speed on what you're talking about, Bill, in terms of what the Federal Reserve Bank, what this fractional banking really is, how these Rockefellers and Rothschilds and all those globalists are actually enslaving us, creating wars, manipulating economies. They're the ones who are behind the poverty in the world. It isn't the fact that you and I have air conditioning or we eat meat here in America. It's because these schmucks control the economies because they control the money.
Right. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. 100% right. And to take this thing back, we need to control our own destiny. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is simply to go to your bank this week, withdraw all funds, and to close your account. If you must have an account, perhaps you find a local credit union or something like that, or you just simply go to your mattress or a safe in your home and keep small amounts there. But I also believe physical gold and silver is going to be the best source of protection for what is coming ahead. I don't trust the government. I don't trust the stock market. That's another Ponzi scheme. Of course, I believe in the inherent right of self-defense, and I believe as many people should be armed as possible, whether it's getting your, of course, lawfully owning your CCW permit and getting your permit and being able to put down these flash mobs and all of this other garbage that persists. Our neighborhoods that were once safe to walk are no longer safe, and it's not just elderly people. It's young people that are getting jumped, and people that they simply, you know, they're just outpacked, if you will, by groups of feral gangs roaming the streets.
Why do they exist? I mean, when you look at this whole social engineering, this so-called social justice mantra, Bill, that's why these gangs even exist in the first place, because we have manipulated and interfered with the system. You don't have parents who are allowed to discipline their children without being taken off to jail. You have a system where we've set it up so that you get paid to be irresponsible. So that's why you've got these things occurring. This whole social engineering crap has engineered this. We're living with the results of their interference in normal family units.
Well,
they're the ones who've done this.
That's even if there is a quote-unquote family. I was a landlord and had property in some of the worst areas in the United States. So I can say I have witnessed it all. I bet you have. Second and third hand accounts, but first hand, and I've seen what goes on, and it just defies any kind of logical explanation. It literally is just a zoo. It's kids raising kids. In some cases, certainly it's not parents raising kids.
If you didn't give out checks to people in the first place, you wouldn't help to contribute to the breakdown of the family unit,
right.
Would you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There's no family unit because this social engineering has sought to destroy it, to break it down, and they've done that having the government be daddy.
Right. The Black family unit was strong.
Hang on. Listen, I got to go to break, Bill, and then I want to take a caller from London. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Boss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Boss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Boss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Boss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into this show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. And I want to say hello to everybody who picks up the programming off this network. Special hello to all the kids in Dallas who are listening in. Happy Labor Day to all of you, all over the country, of course, naturally. All of you who don't have a job and wish you had a job, I wish you had a job. And everybody who is listening on KHFX 1140 AM in Dallas, hello, Dallas.
Anyway, I'm talking with Bill in Ohio, and I am going to add Janet from London into the conversation as well. Janet, can you hear me? How are you?
Hello, Maggie. How are you doing?
I am surviving. How you doing, Janet?
Not too bad. Surviving as well. As they say in England, I mustn't grumble.
You mustn't grumble, huh? Well, I give you
permission. That's a London saying. It's a London saying.
Okay. So what's going on?
Well, I wasn't planning on phoning in, but I'm just phoning in really in response to Bill's comments. The first point I'd like to make is I know where he's coming from. He sounds very pumped up, and I understand that. But he understands the problem, and I do as well as you and all the listeners understand. It's the solution. It's the solution, his solution that I have a problem with. I have absolutely no intention of closing my bank account. I have direct debits. I have money coming in. And to me, that is not a solution. So I'm keeping my bank account open. And I think that's a reactionary thing to do. And I don't think it's the right thing to do at this present time. You know, when the bank closes our accounts, that's a different matter. But, you know, for now, I've got money coming in, I've got money going out, and to me, that's not the answer.
Well, Janet, you know, if I can interrupt for just one moment, they will confiscate your accounts if and when they so please. That money is state-controlled money. I don't advocate closing all bank accounts per se. Obviously, you have some bills to pay and direct deposits. I understand that. But extra savings and those types of things, that can be done not so much at a national bank, but more of a local. What we have here are credit unions. I don't know that they're necessarily what here we have, the Federal Reserve, which is a mafia. Of course, the credit unions aren't as beholden as our national Fed chartered banks. So that would be my alternative to people that wish to not partake in this system. I don't know what is more reactionary, you know, when you talk about banks and what they do. That money directly funds wars. It funds killing, looting,
There. I understand that. I understand the problem. I'm talking about the solution here. And I take your point. To me, I'm talking about a current bank account that I have, which has very little money in it, but there's money going in, coming out all the time. If you're talking about savings account where people have lots of money in it, then yes, I take your point.
Okay. We're in agreement.
Okay, good.
We're in agreement.
Now, also, you say about the banks enslaving us. I have to make this point. Now, let me quote here. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I shall repay. It's our own sins that enslave us. On the judgment day, I have to face not what was done to me, but what I did to myself and to others. So, you know, that to me is the top priority there on that one.
Yes, but we cannot forget about justice, the most important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness, as Christ had outlined to us. Justice being, we must starve this beast that is enslaving us, those that are serving the Antichrist, and that is what they're doing. I will not stand idly by and watch my brethren be slaughtered in the Middle East, even in my own country.
Oh, yes, I understand. Yes, yes, yes. Again, Bill,
I don't think we're talking about... listen, everybody, hang on. We got to go to a quick 60-second break.
Oh, sure.
We'll be back in 60 seconds, so count down with me. 59, 58, 57. Listen, we'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away.
The next